Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I'm just blue enough to do most anything, and I know I'm gonna hate myself again. But I know you don't want me like I want you, or you'd be afraid to let me get this blue. You could call me up and tell me that you're blue. I could make believe you're not with someone new. You could give my heart the will to fight this pain. I'm just blue enough to do most anything. You can get forgiveness for the wrong you've done, for the heartaches that you've caused by reckless fun. But the worst of all you never can undo, that's what you've done to make me fall in love with you. You could call me up and tell me that you're blue. I could make believe you're not with someone new. You could give my heart the will to fight this pain. I'm just blue enough to do most anything.
How you doing tonight, Tracy?
Boy, I feel great, great tonight.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm sitting here eating my supper and listening to your program.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Oh, you betcha. And I'd like to request a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
We can do that.
And anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean.
I'll do it for you tonight, okay?
All right. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know it don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shove it. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope. Seeing you with her.
Tracy.
Hi there.
Can you play Blanket on the Ground by Billy Joe Spears?
I'll sure do it for you.
And do you have Seasons of the Sun by Terry Jacks?
Oh, let me look and see if I got that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that spot down by the river where our sweet love first began. Just because we are married don't mean we can't still around. So let's walk out through the moonlight and lay the blanket on the ground. Oh, remember how excited
to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that girls are everywhere, think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. Tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die
birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were the starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were the starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, all our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had fun.
Hi, this is Heather Miles, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox on KNEL, spinning those great traditional country music songs.
Nothing.
Move on over. Ernest Tubb, Nashville's gone. Hollywood. There's Heather Miles. We had a great time last Thursday night after the Chamber of Commerce banquet. We went down to the True Country Hotel there with Clay and Wendy and Zach Jones, and also Chuck and Wendy Jividen, and enjoyed hanging out down there a little while after the Chamber of Commerce banquet. They've got a great place down there at the True Country Inn downstairs. They've got a nice little area, and they serve food down there and that sort of thing. So if you get a chance, be sure and visit the True Country Inn, and I think you'd enjoy your time there without a doubt. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL with all of your requests and dedications tonight. Good to hear from so many of you listening from all over the area. We appreciate it.
Hello, Jakey.
Oh, Garen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good, good.
Hey, I want to hear, Don't the Governor Buy the Beautiful Land?
Oh, I hadn't played that in a long time.
I know it.
Yeah.
And you ask what I like about Texas.
Okay.
And Ray Price.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Crazy by Ray. Well, I can do that for you.
Hey. We've been missing you.
Well, I've been missing it, too, but I'm glad to be back.
Okay.
All right, we'll take care of you, Garen.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The warden made the comment that the governor showed us right a pretty hand. As he handed me the paper that has given me my freedom once again, the governor said, I'm sorry that new evidence came 7 years too late. Go home and start your life again. Revenge will only fill your heart with hate. As the train pulls in the station, I can see Peggy waiting there for me. But I can tell there's something wrong. She's not the happy girl she used to be. Peggy hasn't said much as she drives along the road back to our farm. And she ignored the question when I asked her where she got this pretty car. As she pulls into the driveway, I can see she's planted flowers all around. I'm surprised to see new paint. I thought the place would surely be run down. I said, Peggy, you've done wonders, and I wonder how you've done it on your own. She said, I had a higher hand. I never could have run this farm alone. Crying, and she said, there's something that you have to see. There's a little boy inside, and you should know that he's only three. We went inside, and Peggy said, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. But if you let us stay here, I'll try my best to make it up to you. The little boy looked frightened at the thin man who has come in from the cold. He hides behind his mother's skirt as she bends down to wipe his little nose. I said, Peggy, I still love you, and I'll do my best to try to understand. For God has pardoned both of us, and don't the governor write a pretty hand. That pig dried her tears when I said, don't the governor write a pretty hand.
The countryside is looking beautiful. Restrictions have been lifted, and things are a little more like normal now. This is Mike Barber with Crossbar Land Company, and it's a great time to put real estate on the market. Prices are higher than they've ever been. At Crossbar, we have closed real estate deals in 25 different counties. We have agents in several locations who are experienced and know how to protect your interests. Our goal is to get the best deal we can for our clients, and for our ranching clients, we know what to do with the gates. So please give us a call. Our main office number is 325-792-2262. We'll be glad to hear from you.
Hi, this is Helena Bonema with Brady National Bank. They do say that everything that we are begins with our thoughts. If you think of failure, that's surely what you'll become. If you think of success, you'll have it. The true key to happiness is making our thoughts match our desires and never doubting that we can achieve our goals. Just as some journeys begin with a single step, some of our greatest achievements often begin with the smallest opportunities. Here at Brady National Bank, we're here to give you those opportunities, such as building your own home, buying your first home, or even refinancing with our lowest rates yet. Come by and speak to one of our loan officers, Mr. Reed Williams, Billy Davis, Nick Blyshack, or Michael Cook. It's a new year and a new chance to serve your needs. Brady National Bank, satisfying needs and building relationships. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What I like about Texas, I tell you it's the wide open spaces. It's everything between the Sabine and the Rio Grande. It's a Llano Estacado. It's the Brazos and the Colorado. It's the spirit of the people who share this land. It's another burrito. It's a cold lone star in my hand. It's a quarter for the jukebox boys. Play the Sons of the Mother of the House Band. Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. It's a big timber and Nacogdoches. Driving El Camino Real. The San Antonio. It's the river walking mediators, jamming out with Bongo Joe. The stories of the Menger Hotel and the Alamo. You remember the Alamo? It's another burrito. It's a cold long star in my hand. It's a quarter. Sons of the mother loving hotel about Texas. It's blue bonnets and Indian paintbrushes. It's swimming in the sacred waters of Barton Springs. It's body surfing the Frio. It's Saturday night in Del Rio. It's crossing over the border for some cultural exchange. Well, you ask me what I like about Texas.
Well, I could tell you, but we'd be here all night long.
On the world's Tracy this evening.
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful tonight.
That's good, man. Hey, can I hear Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans?
Sure, we'll do it for you.
All right, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Could you play Amber Silent Night after the Fight?
Silent Night after the Fight. I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, everybody. And I've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1976, and I thank God for that. And seldom have I had a chance to introduce, a new artist onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, but I have that opportunity tonight. There's one particular singer, her singing impresses me so much. She records for Heart of Texas Records and just has a tremendous potential for a career in traditional country music. Now, how about that? How many people like traditional country music? See, I like that more than this computer music they make today. But that's just me, you know. So let me introduce you to her. And I've known her all her life. My wife, Joycey, and I, we knew her as a small child, and watching her develop as an artist, and it just gives me... She's going to sing a song, actually, I recorded, 1980? And it's called Silent Night After the Fight. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, first time on the Opry stage, Miss Amber Digby. Bring her on here. Make her feel welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Hear the rain on the window. I never noticed it so loud. And the ticking of the clock is making walls shaking sounds. Is that noise just the icebox? Are you turning on the light? 3 a.m. as a fool tries to tell herself that you'll be back tonight. Someone so wide awake. When that boy creaks in the hallway, I can see my mind about to break. Lying here without you, the silence is so loud, I can't sleep. Teardrops dripping down my cheeks.
Amber Digby's first appearance on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. Ronnie Mills out playing piano and doing some harmony for her. This ain't bad, guarantee you. All right, we have got so many requests tonight, we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but I thank you for all your calls and so forth tonight, and we'll do as many as we can before we have to get out of here. We've only got about 17 minutes before the program is over with, but we certainly appreciate each and every one of you tuning in tonight.
I stay stoned on your love.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I can do that for you tonight.
After nine, please.
I'll do it. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor walk. The only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. up for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Hello there.
I wonder if you could play a couple of Donnie Fargo songs.
Okay.
L.A. International Airport.
Well, that was Susan Ray that did that.
Susan Ray?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Susan Ray recorded L.A. International Airport.
I thought Donnie Fargo did, too.
No, I don't think Donnie ever did.
Okay. What about I Wish I Was a Teddy Bear?
That was by Barbara Fairchild.
Oh, I like that song. Huh? And I know she sang Pity Pity Patter.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see if we can do that for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Standing in that silent hall, waiting for that final call, says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag, trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly, I start walking to the door. Getting through these doors has been so slow. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. L.A. International Airport, I won't see him anymore. Stewardess in a miniskirt, a hippie in a leather shirt, started on the way to Naples Road. While I'm wondering where it's at, I see a Paris diplomat. College kids are trying to get back home. Baggage cart goes quickly by. See my case and I start to cry. Stumble to the lounge to be alone. And while I'm trying to get some rest, I bite my lips and try my best to fight the pain that's making me leave home. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. L.A. International Airport, I won't see him anymore. With silver wings across the sky, paper trails that wave goodbye to those below who've got to stay at home. I wish that I
be a looking for a bottle in the middle of the night, looking for a chance to hold any time. Washing little diapers every day, big doctor bill we're gonna have to pay. Hey, hey, oh, the pity, pity patter of the little bitty feet's gonna pity, pity patter through our house.
Our house, our house.
Gonna be thinking of a name. Yeah, there's gonna be a great big change. Cause the
pity, pity patter of the little bitty feet's gonna pity, pity patter through our house.
Ah, the pity, pity patter for you. There's Susan Ray doing her two biggest all-time hits, Pity Pity Patter. Of course, Buck Owens doing some harmony for Susan Ray on that one. And then, of course, before that, L.A. International Airport. KNEL, can I help you tonight?
Yes, could you play You Are My Sunshine and another one by Daryl McCall? What was it, Denny? Dreams of a Dreamer.
Dreams of a Dreamer. I'll do them for you.
And I would like one by, well, you've been playing Justin and them, so, but keep it up. They're good. They're good, Tracy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lost my pickup in a card game in New Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind somewhere along the way. Can't you see?
All the great Daryl McCall and Dreams of a Dreamer Gone Blind. I also play that for my buddy Yul Ray. He's under the weather, not doing very good. So I'll send our best wishes out to Yul Ray. I know that's one of his all-time favorite songs.
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. And for making my own bed this week, $1. And for going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and 1,000 memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen and, turning the paper over, this is what I wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there's no charge. When you added all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with grief and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. There's no charge, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, paid in full. When you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
Yeah, no charge. No charge for you. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. We didn't get to all your requests, but I thank you for being with us. Hope you'll join us next week with more requests and dedications. Be sure and visit the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We're open with free admission. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were Johnny, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.